Well, some of the ones you've mentioned sound pretty rough, but are there any other particularly rough games?
Well, we played touch football, and we played this dodge game that was, it was sort of rough. Where you played inside a wall, and the ball could be thrown against the wall, and you had and there's more than two balls, so there's all these balls flying around, and we played played like Indians, cowboys and Indians. That was pretty rough. I have a rough neighborhood, but then later on in my years, I calmed down a little. I went play around with my girlfriends, and we played with dolls. Kittles.
Did you ever, what?
Kittles.
What's
those little teeny dolls.
And I don't know if I know those or not.
Yeah, they're real small. They're so small.
Did you ever play a game with a knife?
No. We played games with plastic swords.
Gee.
And stuff like that.
Doesn't sound quite as bad as knives.
No.
How about rope games?
Yeah, we played like, tug of war. And it's another unusual thing that we used to do, one of the kids' parents had a parachute, and you get the parachute, and you fill it up with air, and then everybody runs in the middle, and you kind of, and at the end, everyone's in this big mass. That's pretty fun.
It's not good for the parachute, is it?
Fly, we used to, it was an old parachute, that's why.
Oh.
And we did a lot of games with the kites. We'd let the kites go and we'd chase after them to see if we could get them. And we also use the ropes pretend like you're a horse. You know, one person would be the horse leader. Or roping the horse.
Did you do that with a rope?
Jump rope?
Yeah.
Not very much, but we did do it. We did it not with just one person, but two. We did that more in school.
Yeah.
Do that more in school. Mm-hmm. And it's another funny game that we used to play. We played a lot of games that did with stuff with water. Because, you know, a lot of people had pools.
Yeah,
and we just kind of...
expect that in Florida.
Yeah, you just kind of made up your own little games. Mm-hmm. That's what was different.
Play with marbles at all?
No. Never hardly play with Mark.
How about Jacks?
Hardly play with Jacks.
Okay. What are some kinds of parties that you might have had as a child or older?
Older ones, I can remember in high school we used to have keg parties.
On a keg, what do you call the little thing that you turn to get the beer out?
The thing that you...
Or however you do it.
I can try to think of the name. The nozzle. Yeah, the nozzle.
All right.
And we used to have, like, birthday parties.
Yeah.
And I remember going away parties. And that was mainly it. Birthday parties are a big event. And in a year, I remember we had graduation and debutante. And
so what would you call the debutante thing? You probably wouldn't say it was a party. It's a...
We'd usually have a luncheon, it's called, or a debutante ball. That's the big thing. Christmas parties.
What do you do at the ball?
I was never a debutante, but my friends have been once. They are presented, like they belong probably to a certain club, and they are presented to the public. There's a special little thing that how they're presented. And at the ball, it's just like they usually have a band, and they usually have an open bar, and it's funny because Orlando's not really that southern, but it comes out on these times, the old southern.
Yeah, I guess that is an old southern custom.
Yeah.
Any other parties?
I guess that's mostly at Christmas parties and